if you're talking about the question of the balloting for the membership on those
yes.
portions that the members need to vote on, that's not germane to this because the okay. members do not need to vote on this. We can deal with that in the next section.
Point of information, please.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had stepped away, but I just wanted to be clear. But the proposed items that there's going to be 70 minutes discussion about, they're going to be voted on separately, correct? Or
we're taking each of the bylaws amendments in turn, each of the proposed amendments in turn, and what we've done is break it down into specified times so that we don't exhaust our time on any one item.
And that's under the stuff that is allotted for 70 minutes, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, just wanted to be clear.
Okay, will you call the roll, please, Mary?
Wait, David, I'm sorry, point of information. This is the timeline section only, correct?
Right. What was just read is what we're voting on.
Thank
you.
Will
you read the call the roll, please, Mary?
And that is if you
vote in favor of the changes in timeline that were described, okay. that were read by Bob. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. LaVarne Williams? Okay, I'll come back.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay. The vote is no.
Okay, you go no. Okay, thank you. A.C. Bird? Come back to A.C. Oh, is that A.C.? Okay. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Okay, I'll come back to you. Don White?
Yes.
Chandra Hauptmann?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa? Sarv. Okay, come back to Sarv. Michael Woodson? Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
A.C. Bird, are you here?
Yeah, I'm back. Yes.
You vote yes. Rick Robbins?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Let's see, Margaret Prescott, are you on the call at this moment? Okay. Sarv Randhawa? Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Oh, you are here and you vote yes. Okay. Mary Berg votes yes. Let's see, is there anyone on this call whose name I
passed?
Yeah.
And you had passed. I'm sorry. Yes, you passed. So how do you vote now?
I vote yes.
You vote yes. Is there anyone who's...
Lydia, you didn't
okay,
skip
you,
the abstain.
Okay. You abstained, did you say?
No. Lydia votes yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Anyone
and,
else?
And Mary?
Margaret?
Mary,
yeah.
I believe for bylaws amendments, I believe it's appropriate for me to vote.
Ah, yes, it is. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's correct. Okay, and you vote...
Yes.
You vote yes. Margaret Prescott, are you here? I don't hear from Margaret.
Yeah, hi, sorry, I was on mute. This is Margaret, yes.
You vote yes, okay. Now, the last time, is there anyone on this call whose name was not called who did not vote? Anyone at all? Okay, I guess that's who we have. So, let's see. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14, yes. I see that. And one no. And one abstention. So that is, I believe, a majority of all the membership.
Yes, it is. That carries. Okay, the next item we have allotted 20 minutes to. It's the extension of delegate terms from 3 to 4 years. And Bob, would you go ahead with that? And we have 20 minutes for it. If you could do it briefly, like 3 to 4 minutes to present.
Sure. And first, I'm sorry, I neglected to say that these amendments have 7 sponsors. Mary Berg, Lydia Brasson, Ray LaForest, myself, Sandra Rawline, Don White, and Michael Woodson. That's for all three of the amendments we're voting on tonight. Okay. So the next one is to change the term of delegates from 3 to 4 years and to change the frequency of elections from a 2 out of every 3 years to every 2 years in odd-numbered years only. And I'll ask Casey to explain it, and then I'll read the exact wording.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to make clear that this was my proposal. It did not come from members of the board wanting to extend their own term. The reason that I put this forward is two or threefold. One thing, having our Pacifica elections conflict with presidential, congressional, and gubernatorial election years has been a real strain. I can tell you one thing is that we found that people were saying that they hadn't looked at the Pacifica voter pamphlet because they were busy studying their governmental voter pamphlet. And many people, when my wife made 600 phone calls to KPFK members last year to try to get quorum and succeeded in getting quorum, a lot of people had said that they had set their ballots aside because they were focusing on the government election. So I feel that also that having our elections the same years as government elections means it takes away from Pacifica participation in government elections. So I think it's a negative on both sides there. Also, the idea of having a longer term came from a complaint that a new member of the KPFK board came to me with. He said, look, I just gotten seated on the board and trying to learn the ropes, and nobody's paying attention. They're either...
excuse me, Casey? Casey, yes. You were essentially inaudible. Can you repeat what you just said?
The whole thing?
Just the last part about something about KPFK LSB members. There was beeping going on.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, there was a complaint of new members saying that the governance process was interrupted by the election process, that people were either getting ready to run for re-election or they were getting ready to step down from their seat. So having one election right on top of the other is bad, I think, for governance. And also, it creates some burnout among the voters in Pacifica. So I think that doing it once every 2 years is more appropriate. And the reason that we felt that the 4-year term was more appropriate than going to a 2-year term is that it's very important to keep the staggered elections so that we have some continuity of membership, both in terms of governance and having an institutional memory, and also protect us from a hostile outside takeover so that nobody has a chance of coming in and getting a majority of the board, rather than if some right-wing group tried to take over our station for pennies on the dollar, we would all be well aware of it because it'd be a longer-term process. So we felt that it was not a good idea to have all the board vacating their seats at once. And was that the case, the only way we could have elections only in odd-numbered years was to extend the term of office to 4 years.
Okay. Will you read the amendment, Bob?
Okay. Several sections would be changed to conform to the new 4-year term. Article 4, Section 8 would change the language. It says a delegate's term of office shall be 3 years beginning in December, and it would now read terms of office, : delegates shall be elected in odd-numbered years for a term of 4 years. Next change is in Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates. It currently reads, the last sentence reads, a delegate removed pursuant to this section 90 or 9E shall not be eligible for re-election as a delegate for a period of 3 years, and we just change that to a period of 4 years. Next change would be in Article 7, Section 2. The next to the last sentence refers to what are called associate station representatives, which are from people from a nearby station that are affiliated, and it would just change where it says the term of office of an associate station representative shall be 3 years, and would change that to shall be 4 years with a term limit consistent with Article 4, Section 8, and we'll get to term limits in a minute. And then the final just technical conformity is under Article 7, Section 8 on associate stations. It says an associate station may be permitted to appoint one representative to the LSB of the foundation radio station with which it is affiliated for a term of, and it currently says 3 years, it would change to 4 years. That's it.
Okay. And just to clarify, associate stations are not really normal affiliates. They're stations like, actually, I think we only have one in the network, KFCF in Fresno, which actually airs most of its content is essentially a feed from KPFA.
One other piece of language. In order to establish the transition in this election, if this should pass, the amendment includes the following text. First of all, it would strike out the language that's outdated from the 2003 transition election and replace it with this language. If bylaws amendments establishing four-year terms are approved by the membership in 2007, they will take effect immediately. In that event, any delegates and associate station representatives seated in 2008, and that turned out to be a drafting error, so we need to ask the board's consent to just correct that to say instead of seated in 2008 to say seated in December 2007. But anyway, any delegates and associate station representatives seated in December 2007 and in future elections shall be granted four-year terms. And any delegates and associate station representatives serving three-year terms in 2007 shall serve their original terms, subject to the term limits, if any, approved by the membership in 2007. And then consecutive term limitations applicable to delegates shall also apply to associate station representatives.
Okay, first we're just going to, I just want to be sure we have unanimous consent for correcting the drafting error since the 2008 election, obviously. That was a drafting error because it's not relevant because we wouldn't have one under this terms. I mean, well, it would have occurred after rather than during this changeover process. So is there any objection to noting the drafting error? Okay, hearing none, then the amendment is open for debate, and we'll take comments pro and con until time expires. We have 12 minutes left. On the item. Who would like to speak opposed to the amendment? LaVon, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Basically, I think that each board member would probably have to recuse him or herself to vote on an amendment that will actually extend their own term on the board. And the other arguments that I've heard from individuals is in terms of the commitment to a four-year term versus a three-year term, and that we've had numerous instances of individuals having to retire from the board because either the local board or the national board because of the extended time, a term that's required. And therefore, I think in order to keep a diverse group of people, that the three-year term is more appropriate. And certainly that, you know, we should all question ourselves whether, you know, we should vote on an amendment that would actually benefit the individual. And I would suggest that if one would abstain, if one directly benefits from this. So thank you.
Okay, just to clarify, my understanding is that this change would not affect the term of any sitting member, and also the bylaws specify that the membership, i.e. the whole class of members of the foundation, have to vote on this in any case. So am I correct that this does not affect the term of any sitting member, Bob?
Yes, not until anyone is reelected this November. Then it would affect them.
Go ahead.
Sorry, that's exactly the point, Dave. It will affect one. It will affect the individuals on the board. So therefore, in order to vote on something in the affirmative that will positively affect you, I would suggest that each person recuse themselves who this will impact on this amendment. Thank you.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor of the amendment? Okay, if there's nobody.
Would you vote it?
Mary Berg,
I think it has already been motivated by Casey. Mary, what's your question?
Well, now, is LaVarne saying that anyone who is up for re-election would recuse themselves from voting on this? I don't, then we could not.
Is that,
we might not get a majority.
That was her opinion.
Is that your intent? Excuse me. Is that your intent, LaVarne, that you're suggesting that any person who would be eligible for re-election and therefore upon being re-elected would serve the longer term, should it recuse herself?
Yes.
Okay, so, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that a motion or just a suggestion of debate?
It's not a motion because you have to post the thing. She's speaking in opposition to the amendment and making a suggestion about how members should vote. Is there anybody who would like to speak in favor?
I'll speak in favor of it, Dave. This is Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, first of all, I would like to suggest, we can think for ourselves. We can hear what people are saying. There's a lot of misinformation that's being put forward and personal opinions, not tonight necessarily, but in general debate. And, I don't think the chair or other members should jump in or be very cautious when you're correcting, someone's, sorry about that, my son just came in, when you're correcting somebody's, point of view, because we can hear for ourselves. Anyway, I think to get to the point, I think that the idea is good. I know it stirred a lot of debate, but, I would just say that it will allow some stability at the stations, more than we have now in the elections. I think we need stability. It looks like it will give the members a chance to be more involved and to understand the elections better. And I don't like the four-year term because I do think it's a bit long, but I don't think there's any way around it. And so, the people who are running for the board are just going to have to make that kind of commitment. And in my opinion, it's just a very intelligent way to go, and I think we should support it. And I do respect the debate, and I respect the opposition to the motion as well. I think it's a tough call.
Thank you very much, Michael. Who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
This is Wendy. I don't know if I'm opposed or not.
Okay, well, if you want to speak until you work that out one way or another, go ahead.
No, I can work it out. I'm going to call it opposition. Okay. So here's, we got an email saying that the KPFK delegates last night decided to send the third option of how many term limits to the, I don't want to get convoluted here. The way that this ballot is structured, if we vote now for four-year terms, then we run the risk of this next section being voted that the majority could pick unlimited four-year terms. And a lot of us would be really against that. I think most of us would be against that. I think almost all of us would be against that. But it's like if we vote it this way, and decide yes, no on the four-year term and then take another vote on how many four-year terms, it's a skewed ballot. And I wrote something about this, and I got a response from Casey saying, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe we should do it like this, four-year term, one term, four-year term, two terms, four-year term, no term limit. People would vote for one of those things. What I guess I'm not understanding is when you say the voters, like KPFK decided to let the voters decide, I think that the PNB is the voters. I think that the five different assemblies of delegates are the voters, and I think on these ones that the members are the voters. So, when I get an email from Casey saying, yeah, I see your point, we're going to restructure the ballot and there's going to be different choices, that's, it could be one four-year term, two four-year terms, or no term limits on the four-year terms, why isn't
this body voting that way as well. I can't vote. I'm in favor of the four-year term, but I can't risk people choosing after I vote for the four-year term for unlimited four-year terms, and I actually don't even like the two-year terms. I like the 1 4-year term. So why are we having this discussion right now in the same way? I would move that we postpone the entire discussion until we reorganize the ballot, and I guess we're talking about another meeting before the PNB meets, so it would be perfectly logical to postpone it until the next teleconference of the PNB.
This is Lydia.
Wait, before I ask for a second on the motion to postpone, I want to ask a technical question. If the board were to postpone tonight to point till after we had addressed or had assembled an approach to the question of the ballot structure for the membership, would we be violating any of the existing rules in the bylaws as to timeline?
Jeopardizing.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
My understanding is that it wouldn't violate any particular rule because we've given the 60 days notice. And so the voting does need to happen in the same calendar month. Other all the delegate assemblies have scheduled, to my knowledge, have scheduled a vote for various dates in this month. Actually, KPFK already held it, and they passed all 3 amendments. So it doesn't violate a rule. It just would make it difficult, I think, for the other delegate assemblies to deal with something that hadn't been passed by the board.
Well, let me just ask it as a question.
No. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask for a second, because what we can do if it doesn't – the question of whether it's a good idea or not is something that we can debate on postponement. I'm going to ask for a second on the motion to postpone.
David?
Is there a second on the motion to postpone? I'm not hearing a second.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to be
Lauren?
Yes, Lauren?
On mute. I'll help the member out and say – I'll second.
David.
Okay, so we'll hear 2 in favor and 2 opposed to postponement. Yes, Wendy?
Can I just ask a point of inquiry to our attorney who's on the phone call?
Go ahead.
Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So given that the bylaws say that this has to be approved by 3 of the 5 delegate assemblies, the PNB, and the members of the foundation, don't we all have to vote on the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to hear pro and con on the motion to postpone. Will you actually, let me ask one more clarifying question before that. Is it your opinion, Dan, is any suggestion that the form that the members, that the questions be put to the members can be the result of, quote, restructuring the way the questions are put? Is that something that we could elect to do, or do the bylaws constrain us to put the questions to the membership in exactly the same form as was voted on by the PMB and the delegate assembly?
That's an interesting question, and I believe that the ballot that is actually mailed out to the eligible members does not have to be in the exact form that the delegate assemblies and the PNB vote upon. And the reason for that is that essentially what the PNB and the delegate assemblies are doing is voting to put these proposals in front of the membership. And as long as the membership ballot is structured in a way that fairly provides the members the opportunity to vote on the actual bylaws that have been approved by the PNB and the delegate assemblies, the result is fine. And actually, I think without endorsing the precise language of the questions that Casey proposed earlier today, I thought that his way of proposing the ballot was ingenious, because it would give the members the opportunity to vote on all the potential combinations. In other words, each of the schemes of how long you can serve and how long the terms could be, along with the no change option. So, for example, listening to Wendy and her position, people could vote the way Wendy wanted it to be, but people could also vote on the four-year terms with specification of no limits as to how many or two terms and so on.
Excuse me, Dave, do I still have the floor?
No. So we're at time for the item. I just want to say one thing about it, and then I'll ask whether there's a motion to extend time. But that is, again, that one option is to, I think irrespective of what we do here, the question of how this ballot is structured is going to require a, quote, second go-round. So I do not believe that if we do postpone it, I don't believe that that's going to create a new meeting for us. I think that that additional meeting is already required. So we're at time. Who would like to extend time?
Wendy, for 10.
You know, Dave, can I?
Yeah, you took up our time, so.
Dave, can I?
Can we exempt the time that the chair took up from the time we had allotted for this 2-4?
I'm moving that we extend for 5 minutes.
And I have a point of information. Or inquiry.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any other proposal for extension of time?
This is Bob.
Yes?
I propose 15.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what Bob proposed.
15?
I propose 10.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we can have an IRV vote if you like.
Oh, God.
Is there a second to any of the motions to extend?
Second the 10-minute one.
10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
Point of information. I don't understand Dan's response.
What's your point of information?
Well, it sounded like when I said, "Don't we all have to vote on the same thing?" He said, yes, and then when you asked the question, the answer was no. Other people could vote on a different thing, and so I don't understand that.
Okay, can I clarify for a second, Dave?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize if I wasn't clear enough. I think that the delegate assemblies and the PNB have to vote on the same thing, and that then the ballot, which is submitted to the membership, can be structured in the way that Casey has proposed or in some other way, as long as it's still allows the members to vote on any one of the bylaw amendments the way they choose. The other thing I wanted to say in response to Dave's question, and I'm not advocating for this one way or the other, it seems to me that if the board wishes to, it could delegate to Casey and or the elections committee the authority to actually structure the ballot.
Correct. Okay. Who would like to? We're talking on postponement now, and so the comment should be directed towards the question of postponement. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I think that for the very reason that was specified, that we need to vote on the same thing, that we shouldn't postpone and make a contingent on the ballot. I think all of us are interested in clarity. I can't fathom anyone on this board not favoring the kind of resolution that Casey came up with. So I'm speaking against postponement because already one delegate assembly has met. In order to vote on the same language, we need to proceed accordingly. And for a change, trust some of the folks that have been working so hard on this and ourselves to include the clarifying information on the ballot. I absolutely think I have not heard any opposition to that, so I don't think we have anything to fear about that, and that would definitely be clarifying. And for the record, I favor Wendy's one term, but that's an aside. This is against postponement.
Who would like to speak in favor of postponement? Okay, if there's no further debate, then in favor, will you call the roll, Mary, on postponement?
Okay, this is on postponing until, when is it postponing to?
Our next PNB meeting,
okay.
Whether that's a teleconference or not, we would work out.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa. Come back to Sarv. Chandra Hauptmann. Chandra, pound, pound, one.
Pass.
You're passing. Okay, Mary Berg votes no. Don White. Pound, pound, mute.
Pound, pound, mute.
I mean, pound, pound, one. Well, that's what they should have. Ah, there we go. Okay, Margaret Prescott. Oh, I'll come back to you. Someone else can say what the code is. Obviously, I didn't get it quite right. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Dave Adelson? Hey, Dave, I think you could vote on this, right? Okay, well, I'll come back to Dave. Michael Woodson?
No to postpone.
I'm sorry, I can't.
You said no.
No.
Michael Woodson said no. Thank you. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, thank you. Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Lisa Davis.
No.
AC Bird? AC. Pound, pound, one. That's what we need to do. Pound, pound, one. Rip Robin?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get anybody else. Sarv Randhawa, are you present at all? Are you voting yes or no to abstain?
Mary, Don White here.
Yeah, okay, Don.
And this is on postponement?
Yes.
Yes, right. I'm voting no.
Thank you. Okay. Sean, you passed. What is this noise? Does anybody know that keeps happening?
I know, it's irritating. That's what it is.
Okay,
I'm
thanks.
Voting no.
Thanks for telling me that, Dave. I didn't know what that was. Okay. Margaret Prescott.
Wait, did you get Chandra?
I got Chandra's no.
Okay.
Margaret Prescott. Margaret? Pound, pound, one. Okay. Dave, I think you vote on this?
Not on postponement.
What? I'm not on postponement. Okay. AC Bird?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to vote whom I did not call? Who didn't answer? Okay. Let's see. Margaret Prescott. Sarv Randhawa. Margaret Prescott. Are either of you present? Okay. Then we have one, two, yes. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, no. And two abstentions.
Okay, the motion to postpone failed. Now, we're back on the main question. We still have several minutes left for it. So is there any further debate in favor that we just opposition?
Excuse
me? This is Wendy.
Wendy, you've already been recognized. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
Hello.
Okay, well, if there's no further debate...
This is Casey. May I just make a quick comment in reply to Wendy?
Go ahead.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah.
I think your concern is about the term limit, not the term length, because if no term limits were adopted and the three-year term were still in place, it would be the same concern that you raised. So I don't think your problem is necessarily with the four-year term, but with the no term limit option.
Well, can I respond?
Go ahead.
Is it your position that if we're on our vote on term limits, that if the four-year term fails, then the term limits applies to the three-year term? What we vote on now applies to the three-year term?
Yes.
I mean, that was never really part of it.
If that's on the ballot, see that the term limit was actually raised as a separate bylaw amendment, separate to the term length. And so maybe that wasn't made clear, but that's the way the Elections Committee put it together. My initial proposal was for a single four-year term with a two-year hiatus between terms, but the committee decided to put forward the other term limit options as well.
You mean the people that stood to benefit by it? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
The member's out of order.
Then we need
that.
Your yes vote on the actual amendment.
Okay. There's no further debate. Mary, will you call the roll on the motion?
Okay.
The motion now is for a four-year instead of a three-year term.
Okay. The email. Okay. You need to be on the call to vote. They're doing the roll call now.
Who are we talking to? Let's call everybody.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't be a majority. It has to be a majority of the total.
Lydia, we can hear you.
Right. Sarv Randhawa?
I was calling Margaret.
Sarv? Are you present? Chandra Hoffman?
I vote yes.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes, thank you.
No.
You were voting
excellent.
Yes?
No. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No.
You were voting no. Okay. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Now, Dave Adelson?
Yes.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
No.
Okay. A.C. Byrd? A.C. Byrd. Countdown one. Okay.
Call him, Lydia.
He's probably muted.
Excuse me. Hold on. I'm gonna ask the member. I'm going to notify the member that if there's another violation of order and also any kind of derision of another member, I'm going to ask the board for disciplinary action. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, AC, do I hear you? Are you willing? Do you vote no or yes to that four-year term extension?
Thank you.
I thought I heard him. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, I do hear you. Okay. How do you vote, AC?
Would you restate that again, please? I had to leave.
Well, it's the amendment to make four-year terms instead of three.
And?
That's it.
Well, there's...
To change the term of a delegate, to change a delegate's term from 3 years to 4 years.
So, is voting yes or no, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay. And Rip Robbins? Rip? I'll come back to Rip, I guess. Lisa Davis?
No.
What?
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Okay. And Don White?
Yes.
Mary Berg says yes. Sarv Randhawa, are you on the call? Hello? Sarv?
Yeah. No.
Is this Sarv voting no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Rip Robin?
I abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Is there anyone on the call whose name was not called to vote, who wants to vote? Okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. One, two, three, four, no. Two extensions. So that's 10 to 4. Now, it's not a majority
correct.
Of the whole board, so.
That's correct. So now I have a question of our attorney. Is it possible to bring this matter back at a subsequent meeting for a revote since it obtained a majority but not a majority of all sitting members as long as it's within the – in other words, can this be renewed or does this constitute a failure of the motion and it can't be renewed without repeating the process?
Dan?
I'm hearing you, and I'm...
Thinking.
Thinking, yes, thinking. And the... It strikes me that the matter can be brought back up for another vote, since it was not voted down. It simply failed to receive sufficient votes to pass, so the matter could be seen as pending.
Okay, so we can, just so everybody knows, I'm sure we'll get plenty of email arguing that one way or another, but we'll get that between now and any subsequent meeting we hold. Now let me ask the next question. Does the failure to pass this motion moot the following question?
I don't believe so. I mean, it seems to me that you may, as a board, pass as much of this as you can tonight and defer those issues upon which you don't have a board majority until a subsequent meeting.
Okay. So now then we're at the next item, which is the offering options to membership on delegate term limits, which we have 25 minutes for. And Bob or Casey, which of you is going to introduce that?
Casey, do you want to start?
Well, yeah, first of all, I've got to say that I think people were voting no on the wrong thing. You know, if you have a problem with the term limits, you should have been voting no on that. I don't know how to explain it. I'm very upset right now, and I think that that the no term limit proposal is a poison pill, basically, that really is sort of warping this whole discussion of how we can have a more reasonable election process. I would suggest moving to divide the question on this so that if you're really against having no term limits being put on the ballot before the membership, then you should move to divide the question. Otherwise, I don't know what to say. I thought it was a bad idea to begin with. I'm against term limits for government office in general, but I think that it's appropriate for the Pacifica board to make sure that they have rotating membership, particularly given our history with self-appointing members taking trying to take our foundation in the wrong direction. So I'm sorry I'm getting political here instead of being, you know, as neutral as I should be. But at this point, I'm feeling that what I have to say to the board is not going to be well received anyway. So somebody else is going to have to play. Basically, you know, I came up with the proposal that we should have a single four-year term. And that there should be a two-year hiatus between each term. And then some people said, no, we should also give people the option of retaining the two-term limit that we have now, even though that would extend it to 8 years. And then somebody came up with the idea, well, we should also have a proposal for no term limits at all. So the general consensus is we should put all of these decisions in front of the voting membership of the Pacifica Foundation, instead of the board making the decision itself. But I'm sure that there was, you know, generally unanimity on the election committee that the four-year term would solve a lot of problems. And little did we know that, you know, throwing the term limit options open to the membership would create a poison pill that would set the whole thing into turmoil. So again, I think that the proper thing to do at this point would be to move to divide the question, and those who want to defeat the no term limits, which I'm not going to comment, but I think that if you want to defeat that and not put it before the membership, then you could revisit the question of the term length after you dispose of the question of the term limit.
This is Lydia.
Dave, this is Ray. Hold on. I understand that the people who have been steeped in this understand all the details, but I don't think the whole board has been followed everything, nor necessarily everyone listening has followed every detail of this. I'm still waiting to have a sort of declarative introduction of the item we're considering. So, Bob, would you please either read it to us or summarize what exactly the question that we're about to debate is?
Sure. Okay. First of all, I just want to correct something said earlier. The what KPFK voted on was precisely what's been noticed for 60 days and what all delegate assemblies in this board are being asked to vote on, which are three separate questions. Okay, we're now on the third question, which is, as stated on the website, offering three options on delegate term limits. And actually, our council informed us just this week that automatically we must offer a fourth option, which is the current bylaw. And that's a normal part of any bylaw amendment, is you offer a new amendment, new language, or reject that and keep the old. So the three new options would be a maximum of one term. The second is a maximum of two terms. And there was an error in what was written there. It said that's the current rule. And more precisely, the current rule is two terms, but in no event more than 6 years. So there's a six-year cap in the current bylaw. And this proposal would remove that to allow for flexibility of whether the voters vote for a three-year term or a four-year term. But anyway, one term, maximum one term, maximum two terms, or the third option, no term limit. And to be consistent, I should read, as I did for the other amendments, the exact wording changes. If I can do that now, Dave.
Please do.
Okay. All right. All right. Article 4, Section 8, which currently reads, or the part relating to term limits, because I already read the part about the length of the term. The current language is delegates may serve a maximum of two consecutive three-year terms and in no event more than six consecutive years. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of the delegate's second consecutive three-year term. That would be replaced by three options, which would be presented to the voters. And as Dan said, the way in which it's presented is not prescribed by this vote we're having. That would be worked out subsequently, and that was the next item I had put on the agenda. But the text of the three options would be as follows. Option one, no consecutive terms. A delegate shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until at least 2 years have passed after his or her leaving office. In the case of a delegate seated to complete a term vacated by a departed delegate, service of 2 years or more shall be considered a term. Service of less than 2 years shall not be considered a term. Option two, maximum two consecutive terms. A delegate may serve a maximum of two consecutive terms. A delegate who serves two consecutive terms or who leaves before completing a term shall not be eligible for further service as a delegate until at least 2 years have passed after his or her leaving office. In the case of a delegate seated to complete a term, this is actually the same second sentence I read before, but I'll read it again. Seated to complete a term vacated by a departed delegate, service of 2 years or more shall be considered a term. Service of less than 2 years shall not be considered a term. And then option three would be no term limits, and that would read, there shall be no limit on the number of terms for which a delegate shall be eligible to serve. And then finally, I read earlier that in another article where it defines the term, it would just add the phrase, with a term limit consistent with Article 4, Section 8, which I just read. And then to remind you that in the transition section, it would, it would talk about the delegates and association reps elected in December 07 and in future elections shall be granted four-year terms. And any delegates and association reps serving three-year terms in 2007 shall serve their original terms subject to the term limits, if any, approved by the membership in 2007. Consecutive term limitations applicable to delegates shall also apply to association reps. That's the text.
I would like to yield the floor because I'd like to participate in this debate. Can you take the chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. And there were other people who had spoken to wanting to before I did.
Yes, it was Lydia.
We're on item three.
I'd like, yeah. Yeah, we are, and I'd like to speak after when it's appropriate.
And who's on the
Lydia.
List? Lydia, and who else?
Ray had also said he'd like to speak.
Ray, and who else?
Well, actually, I had a question.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
The point of information. I just got distracted there. Would moving to divide actually allow us to remove this element suggesting unlimited terms?
Sorry, may I answer?
No, go ahead.
And I was going to address it too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my understanding from research different people did, and maybe Dan could address this, is that as long as the changes are made to reduce the scope and not expand the scope of what's already been given notice, it's proper, and it would be legal to divide it, and perhaps if the board decides to vote down part of it and retain another part. Dan, is that your understanding?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry, put me on the stack too, please, Wendy.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, and this raised another question, whether that would still be the case even though the delegate assembly already voted for that additional option. I really feel strongly that because the membership, our membership, in whose name we started this whole electoral process, was never able to vote on what our initial terms were either, and this is like their first chance to tell us whether they want us there for one, two, or two terms or indefinitely or whatever. I mean, I think it's really, really important. I personally might not have included that no term limit, but you know, it's not going to hurt anybody. You're really getting the input. I was very moved by the thought and consideration that the listeners that showed up at our meeting, and it was a packed meeting for other issues as well, at KPFK, because there was such a healthy diversity of opinion. I mean, I really only heard one person motivate that I recall for no term limits. Most people were concerned about the multiple term limits. So I get the sense that people would probably, especially given world elections, they tend to vote for term limits. But anyway, that aside, the point is we need to trust our listeners, and we can certainly motivate and have healthy debates on air. I think it would help us get quorum if we have a healthy debate on why we would support one or the other. So let's not be afraid of the listeners' input on this, and trust them that they're able to judge which is best and which in their opinion is best. After all, that's the pretense that we have been projecting. I think we should trust the listeners to vote accordingly.
Dave?
Yeah, a couple things. One, you know, in the whole debate about question of duration of term and term limits, I think that there's a little bit of what you want to call it, but let's call it. I don't agree with the notion that we have to be afraid of abusive power, I think, with an extended term. Quite the opposite. I think the bylaws that we got were actually the result of two groups with different goals leading to a common situation. One group had just transformed the entire institution rather unilaterally over the objections of many people, and they did not want an elected board to undo any of those changes. And the other group had just been traumatized by the abuse of power, and they wanted to create a set of bylaws that didn't allow anybody ever to abuse power again. So it created enormous bureaucratic overhead on the ability to do anything. And it actually requires massive consensus across factional lines to accomplish anything. So as a result, I've spent the last 4 years on this board, and I don't feel, despite a lot of effort, energy, and I think good intentions, that I've accomplished anything particularly meaningful. There have been a few things, contract policies, which, you know, is spottily adhered to and the rest. But in terms of being able to have any impact on what goes on in the network and in the life of the station, I think not just the delegates at the station level, but also the PNV have relatively little impact. And I think that for the governance body to be able to actually make any difference in the life of the station takes a fair amount of time, skill, relationship building, and the rest. I, looking at these bylaws, am absolutely unafraid of any abuse of power. I'm also completely unafraid of any takeover. I actually wish on my political opponents that they would have to go through what I've had to go through for the last 5 years, because then they'd be so busy doing that that I could then do things that matter more politically. So I think that any of these arguments about, the PMB or the delegates are so powerful that if they're allowed this extra time, terrible things were happening, I think it's a fantasy, not meaning any disrespect to anybody who holds that view. That's just my view. I also agree with Lydia that it should not be seen as something that we can't let the listeners decide because they might decide the wrong thing. I mean, to me, that's mishugana, which is Yiddish for crazy. And I apologize to my grandmother who's rolling in her grave because of my mispronunciation. The last thing is, I don't think we should vote on this until we reconsider the prior question at the next meeting, because I think it means different things depending on what happens with that, and that's still uncertain. I personally am very much in favor of the four-year term because of the amount of time it does take to get up and running in this and the amount of time it does take to build those relationships. But as a result, because I think it means something different depending on whether that term limit is approved or not, I'd like to move to postpone this until the motion on the term limit, pardon me, the term length can be revoted at our next meeting.
All right. There's a motion to postpone to the next meeting.
I second that. This is Ray.
Okay. The motion is seconded.
I just have a point of information. Are you allowed to make a speech and then do a motion? I thought that was not allowed.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right.
May I respond?
Go ahead.
Just
David.
On order. On order. My comments were to the substance of the motion before us, and so it was in order. It was debate on the current question, and then at the end of that point, I made a motion to postpone based on the rationale that I just presented.
So do we vote on that, or am I next on the stack?
Go ahead, Wendy. Oh, no, just a second. There's a motion to postpone. That comes first. So is there a second to that?
Yes, Ray LaForest.
Seconded.
Okay. So let's take a vote.
Is it debate?
No, two pro and two con first.
Okay, let's take two. Okay, go ahead. Pro, let's go. Oh, Dave, you motivated, Dave?
I already motivated it.
Okay, so anybody against it? Opposing the motion to postpone?
Well, may I speak? I know I'm not on the board, but I think that vote in reverse order, that if you deal with the term limit question first, then people won't be so uptight about the term length.
We already voted. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just
never mind.
It's the board now. The board is going to do. So there's a motion to postpone. Dave motivated that. And anyone against that motion? All right. Let's go ahead and just take a vote on it.
Nobody's against it.
Is there any objection to postponing it to the next meeting?